The important thing to remember here is it's quite new that this data is being collected, and I think it is an area where there is more police attention and more police awareness, which is obviously a good thing. It's really about talking with our kids and sort of how we behave online in our families. It can be a little difficult to keep track of what kids are doing online. However, it is really important to start having conversations with your children about what they're viewing online regularly. Make them feel that, you know, if something's troubling them or if they're unsure about something, they can come and talk to you about it. Talk about what you think is okay and what isn't okay. Try and set some rules and some boundaries in terms of, you know, where you can go online. We've put together a tool called NetAware, which I think is a really nice product, because what we've done is parents and teenagers have rated a whole bunch of sort of the most popular sites, apps and games for us, and that gives you information on content, privacy, age settings for more than 50 social media sites, and we keep that updated. So NetAware is a place to go if you want some information. If you feel you want a little bit more support than that, what I'd recommend is the O2 Guru service. So the NSPCC are working in partnership with O2, and the purpose of that is to get online safety advice to parents as easily and quickly and simply. And it's really, we're trying to get helpful tips about keeping kids safe online. You know, how do you set up your parental controls? Well, there's information on the NSPCC website about that. But actually, if you want to sort of talk this through with somebody, you can ring the dedicated NSPCC online safety helpline. And if you kind of think, well, actually, I'd like somebody to show me this face to face, you can walk into an O2 store. You do not have to be an O2 customer, and an O2 guru will help talk you through that. So you can